So what are the legal consequences there? Was GCHQ allowed to do something that perhaps the U.S. government wouldn't do? Or does the U.S. government have to get approval from the FISA court for all this?
It's a fascinating question. GCHQ is under fewer legal constraints than the NSA is, from the sort of equivalent privacy laws, which aren't really equivalent, but for the sake of this discussion, close enough. All GCHQ analysts have to have is a reasonable suspicion, not even reasonable from a particularly legally binding context, that its intelligence targets are genuine from out of this program. If they want to search for it, the protections are about whether they have reason to believe that the accounts associated are inside or outside the UK. Beyond that, not really a lot. The question that still remains outstanding that NSA wouldn't address is what its level of access is to mm-hmm. this database. They didn't directly address that to us when we went to them on that. And NSA's tools, like the X-Keyscore query tool, are sending the documents to work alongside this data. So there are suspicions that remain outstanding as to the degree to which NSA was able to access this data.